Have you seen any signs of plows at this juncture?
Only about 2 hours ago, I saw a couple, two or three, go westbound, and that was confirmed by this Captain Kennedy, who said, "Now you may have seen plows going westbound." I said, "Yeah, yeah." He says, "Well, we're taking them down, and we're going to get them behind you guys." And then, but the problem is, in the last 4 or 5 hours, there are, I'm looking out the door, I'm in a pickup truck and a Toyota Tundra, and there's 2 to 3 foot drifts. So we're all now sitting in a very nice parking space surrounded by, cocooned by snow, kind of like a polar bear trying to protect himself. I got to say, it's the best way to learn patience that I ever could have dreamed up.
That's a great mindset. Now, how much gasoline does your Toyota Tundra have?
Well, interestingly enough, I thought I was out of washer fluid. And while it was cold enough that I wasn't getting any rain on the windshield, I decided that when I got off 79, I was aware, I've made this trip over the years many times, and I was aware that as you turned on to 90 East, there were a couple of exits right away there with gas stations and stuff like that. So I pulled in, turned out I wasn't low on fluid. I guess my nozzles are frozen, but whatever. I did gas up there. So I have gone, while I've been sitting here, I can tell you I have gone from supposedly 236 miles worth of gas left to 194, and I haven't moved an inch.
Oh, my gosh.
But I've still got about 5/8 of a tank, and they have, when I've spoken to the Highway Patrol, they've inquired, as I'm sure they have about it. I mean, they've been very apologetic. It's like, you want to say, hey, okay, so now if you guys control the snow, please don't do it next time. But no, I mean, they've been very, very nice. I guess Target and Walmart are teaching everybody customer service techniques these days.
And finally, I'm wondering, are you one of those motorists who are like a good Boy Scout, prepared with emergency kits, granola bars, all these other things that we're all supposed to be carrying during these wintry weather bouts?
Well, I will tell you, my sister in Golden, Colorado, kept me awake until 4 a.m. chatting my time here, and she was dismayed because I am in shorts and a t-shirt, which is, though I have my own business, so that's my normal business attire, my normal daily attire. And the reason I'm stuck here is pure and simple because I had to wait for a UPS package that didn't get delivered Friday. Otherwise I would have left 5 hours earlier from Washington and been ahead of this and talking about I dodged a bullet. But I do have, I have food and some water. None of us are going to drop, fall over dead in 7 hours without food and drink. So, it's okay. I've got audio books. I've got iPhones, and I have business in Europe, so I can, I communicate with people there when it's 2 o'clock in the morning and it's 8 o'clock in the morning their time.
And you also have WBFO, and we thank you for calling us, David Carr. We appreciate your insights, and we hope you get to Toronto sooner rather than later.
I sure hope so. Thanks. It's starting to blow really bad again. But, hey, you know what? It'll all get figured out. Thanks a million, Brian. Have a good day.
Thank you, David. That was David Carr, a motorist who is traveling from his home in the Washington, D.C. area to Toronto. Got stuck about 7 hours ago on the I-90, not too far from Blaisdell. Still looking for plows. Not sure how they're going to do this mission, but it certainly sounds like quite a gargantuan task.